with the strength that we've been given, pressing on to victory, towards the one who's run before us. As we lay each grain aside, till the race is run, till the prize is won, till we reach the finish line, press on. There's a faithful cloud of witness who inspire us in our task. They have fought the fight, they have run the race, they have won the crown at last. And the lives they live remind us, though the race at some time's wrong, God will give us grace to complete the race and the courage to press on toward the hope of our high calling, toward the promise we've received. With the strength that we've been given, pressing on to victory, toward the one who's run before us. As we lay each weight aside, till the race is run, till the prize is won, till we reach the finish line, press on.
Thank you for that. Do you have any others? Yes. Was it 359? 299, thank you. Day by day. Lovely, and we'll do all three verses, thanks.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wide bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives who each day redeemer's best. Lovingly is part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As I gaze, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith, sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, and to take as from a father's hand, one by one, the days, the moment fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
Wonderful, thank you. Yes, sister? 287 in the hymnal. Like a river glorious, wonderful. I think this will be, looks at the clock, that'll be our last one for this afternoon, and we'll follow that with this month's new memory verse. Thank you.
Like a river glorious, is God's perfect peace. Over all victorious in His bride increase. Perfect yet it floweth fuller every day. Perfect yet it groweth deeper all the way. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised perfect peace and rest. Hidden in the hollow of His blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry touch the Spirit there. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised perfect peace and rest. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. May we trust Him fully, all for us to do. They who trust Him wholly find Him wholly true. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised perfect peace and rest.
Wonderful. Thanks very much, everyone, for your participation. We'll do this month's memory verse. We'll follow that by the announcements. The new memory verse this month is Isaiah
chapter 53, verse 5. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. One more time. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. We'll have the announcements now. So just a reminder that the ladies' Bible study is on Thursday, the 12th of March. That's 6 to 8 p.m. So Thursday, the 12th of March. And then men's Bible study will be Wednesday, the 18th of March, 6 to 8 p.m. The fellowship to farewell Lennell and Hayden will be on Sunday, the 29th of March. So pizza and drinks will be provided. Please just bring a salad and dessert to share. Easter early morning service and breakfast will be on Sunday, the 5th of April, with no evening service on that day, on the 5th. And if you have a prayer request that you would like mentioned, please text the pastor before the service on the following Sunday, or place the request in the prayer box at the back table. We'll go to prayer now. So I'll cover off on the prayer points for this week. So of course, pray for the church family, for the missionaries that are abroad, that we support, that are spreading the Lord's word overseas, and here in Australia, government leaders, particularly those that are involved in the conflicts that are going on around the world, Israel and the US and so on. And for these people, please pray for their health. Deb Hager, Phoebe, Apone, Ted Blatchford, and Daryl Asbell, and please pray for his salvation as well. And please also pray for Evelyn's neighbours, that the Lord would minister there. Let's go to the Lord now in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonderful knowledge that we have of you and your goodness and mercy towards us. Father, we pray that the people mentioned who have health issues, that they are trusting in you for your providence. Pray for their healing, Father. And we pray for peace in these circumstances, that you would use these things in their lives to glorify you, and that they would be blessed through it, Father, even through the difficulties in life, and that we have a wonderful future to look forward to with you. Thank you, Father, for that promise that you've given us all, that no matter what happens during our time here on earth, that you are going to take care of us. We pray also for Daryl, Father, that you would use this time to bring a conviction of sin and a desire, a strong urge, Lord, to seek after you, Lord, to know that he can be saved, forgiven through the blood that was shed for him on Calvary. So we just pray, Father, that you would bring the right people into his life to preach the word to him, to preach the gospel, that he wouldn't have rest, Father, until he sought you out. And pray also for Evelyn's neighbours, Father, that that you would work powerfully there, that your word would have a strong effect on their lives and in their hearts. And we pray, Lord, that you just bless the servings, this evening's service, bless the message that's been prepared for us, and that our hearts would be ready to hear, Father, and that we would be changed through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, one other announcement that I did not mention this morning. It's a little ways off, but I'll get you to try to plant it into your schedule. On the Saturday before Mother's Day, which is the 9th of May, we have Ernie and Liz Vesley coming. And he's a retired pastor, and they've been in ministry. Can't really say retired. He's still ministering, staying very busy. But they will be with us on the 9th and the 10th. So the men's breakfast, Brother Vesley will be doing that. And then for the afternoon, fellowship for the ladies, that will be Miss Vesley, Liz Vesley. So please make plans to do that and put that in your schedule. I'm sure it'll be a blessing to you. And I'm looking forward to having them with us. So that's the 9th of May. And then on Mother's Day, the next day, Brother Vesley will be sharing God's Word. We'll see about having a separate ladies' class, if the ladies would like to have a separate Sunday school class. We can try to work that out, but just keep that in mind. Turn your Bible, please, to Psalm 92. Psalm 92. Psalm 92 this evening. Please be careful as you're driving around in the rain. Watch other people and be sure to give plenty of time to stop as you're driving. Drive according to the conditions. Psalm 92. I'm going to read the first, the whole chapter, the whole 15 verses. A psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, and upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eyes also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, and he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, and they shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in him. So my first slide does not have to do with the message tonight. I just thought it was a little bit comical. The verse, "Be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath." This, and then the lady says, "My husband and I decided never to go to bed angry at each other," based on the verse. "We've been awake since Tuesday." That is not the meaning of that verse. And that's just something I wanted to point out to you, that that's definitely not the meaning of that verse. It means to work things out. Last Sunday night, we began looking at the fact that the Lord gives songs during the night. And do you ever get a song in your head, that it just stays with you all day? Or do the Lord's songs come to you at night? You would think most of the time when a song comes to us at night that there's a reason that we're not sleeping. Something's happening that's making us aware and awake. And so we have these songs that are going through our hearts and our heads. Job, Elihu said, but none saith. He's saying, and just to sum up what it was saying in Job, most people, when they're facing problems, they don't ask where the Lord is. They don't ask about their Creator. They don't ask about their Savior. They don't want to know. And Elihu is saying, well, he was thinking that about Job, and he was definitely wrong. Songs in the night. Psalm 42:8 says, "Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life." And so we will remember God's faithfulness. That will be our song at night. His love during the day. Psalm 92 that I had labeled wrongly last week. I had it labeled as Psalm 90. "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night." So it was important to the writer of Psalm 92 to sing of God's faithfulness. And his faithfulness during the night matters, and we looked at that last week. We can sing with confidence that the Lord is with us to confirm our trust in God. And you think about Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," he confidently says, even in dark times, even in times where we can't see in front of us, that the Lord is in control and that He is looking after us. Psalm 42:8, we looked at just a moment ago, that His song is with us. We sing a song of His faithfulness. So we confirm our trust in God. Secondly, to be a witness to others. And I think Acts 16 is both of these, actually, to confirm our trust in God. Paul and Silas, they were singing, and they were confirming their trust in God. They were singing songs of praise. And while they were singing songs of praise, they were actually being witnesses. And then to glorify God. When we trust Him, when we take Him at His word, it glorifies Him. It gives the right opinion of who God is. And so it's so important when we're going through a dark time that we continue to trust Him. This evening, though, I want to talk to you about songs that we sing during the day. Songs that we sing during the day. And I'm not necessarily meaning that we have to have a tune on our thoughts at all times. We don't have to be singing Amazing Grace. We don't have to be singing Channels Only. We don't have to be singing Only Trust Him. But we can evaluate or think through the things that we're thinking, or the things that we're thinking, the things that are going on and repeat in our head, are the kind of things that bring us closer to God, or things that slowly take us away from Him. During the day, we should sing songs of God's love. Psalm 92 that we began reading, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto His name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. To talk about His love, to talk about His mercy. Now, can anyone quote me a verse that talks about God's love, or just give me the reference? Anyone? Jared. John 3:16. I'll take that. Yeah, what you said, Beck? Okay, God is love. Anyone else? John 15:13. Thank you. What else? But God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What about Paul? When he looks back at what the Lord did for him, he says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. You know, it meant something to Paul that the Lord was able to love him even though he had a past in which he killed God's people. So God's love, it really does matter. And as you go through the day, and we're going to look at some of these verses, as you go through the day, no matter what's happening in your life, is your song based on the fact that He loves you and that He is actively working in your life? So during the day, we should sing praises or sing of God's love and mercy when things are going well. And here in Psalm 92, it is just that. He is praising the Lord for His works. He is praising the Lord for the things that the Lord has done. He is praising the Lord that the Lord will give him victory over his enemies, that the Lord is faithful, that the Lord will show His faithfulness. Verse 15, to show the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. So the Lord wants us to sing during the day to show that he is faithful. Verse 1 says it's a good thing for us to give thanks, to show the loving kindness of the Lord. Verse 3, using a musical instrument. Verse 4, for thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work, the things that you've done. Second thing, during the day we should sing of God's love and mercy, not only when we're having a good day, but when we are having a really rough day. So if you want to turn in your Bible to Lamentation 3, we're going to look at that first part of that chapter. And it's really an easy chapter to read through. Has anyone had a really rough day this week? Anyone had a really rough day? How about two in a row? You had two of those in a row? Three in a row? We sometimes do. So we need to sing of God's love, not only when things are going well, but secondly, when we're having a really rough day. So let's begin reading. He says, I am the man, the one and only man, that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. And isn't that what we do sometimes when we're going through problems? We're thinking that we're the man, the woman, the only one going through problems, going through difficulties, that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. So whether the weeping prophet, whether Jeremiah thought he was enduring God's chastisement, but notice in verse number 2, he hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. There's sometimes that the Lord just puts us in a spot in life where we don't know what's next. I think I mentioned our room downstairs last week. Our room downstairs, man, when the lights are off, you just better know where you're going in that room. You better know where the door is. You better know where the light switch is, because it's dark. And sometimes the Lord in life, he lets us go through those dark times where we don't know what's next. We don't know what the Lord's doing. We're just having to trust him. Verse number 3. You ever feel this way? Surely against me is he turned. He turned against me all the day. So this is what he's saying. He feels like the Lord is against him. Now, what did we say we were going to sing? We're going to sing about his love. We're going to sing about his love. Now, if he's chastising us, if he's correcting us, that's still in love. But really, when our thoughts start happening like that, that when we think that the Lord is against us, we're going the wrong way. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. The problems that Jeremiah was going through, it's aging him. He hath builded against me and encompassed me with gall and travail. He feels like he's just trapped. Tried this way, tried that way, tried behind, tried in front. There's no way out. Tried every way he can. And every path he tries leads to more disappointment and tears. Verse 6, he has set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. Now that's pretty morbid, isn't it? Comparing himself to someone who's been dead for years and years. That's the hope that he has. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He's feeling stuck. He's feeling trapped. He hath made my chain heavy. Also, when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. At least when we're going through a problem, we're going through trials, we're going through difficulties, we like to know, we like to be sure that we can pray, that we can talk to the Lord. Jeremiah feels that no matter what he cries, no matter what he asks the Lord for, the Lord's not hearing him. He feels trapped again. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. It's not, if I'm going forward, it's not an easy path. It's a hard path. There's rocks. There's everything in my way. It's just easy to trip. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. Let me ask you, are you encouraged right now? Probably not. This fella, he is really down. He is really down. He feels like the Lord is after him. Now it's going to get better though. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He uses me as target practice. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. Jeremiah feels like the Lord is totally against him. Let me ask you, when you have those thoughts, hopefully you don't, but if you have those thoughts, what do you do with them? Those are called the fiery darts of the devil. What do you do with them? If you put petrol on them, they just get bigger. The self-pity and the self-whatever just grows. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people and their song all the day. So again, he felt like target practice for the Lord, that he was game to be hunted. And then everyone was using him as the example of what not to be. Don't be like Jeremiah. Don't be like Jeremiah. Don't follow his steps. Verse 15, he hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. And basically, just, he said he's really badly affected by everything that he's got going on. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. You ever eating a cherry with pits in them? You ever bite a pit? Man, that hurts. Well, he's saying he's biting a rock. That's what he's saying the Lord has given him. He hath covered me with ashes. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forget prosperity. Nothing's going right. I don't have any calm times. Everything's just always up in the air. No peace. Forget peace. Nothing's ever going well. Verse 18, I said in my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. My strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. He's pretty well, really sad. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. So he's thinking about this. This is what he's thinking about. He's remembering how bad things are going for him. My soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. He doesn't feel like he's a testimony at all for the Lord. He's a rebuke, if anything. Now it starts getting good. This I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. Now can I ask you, what hope does this man have? What hope with everything? He feels trapped. He feels in the dark. He feels like the Lord is using him as target practice. He don't knows where he's going. He feels like nothing ever goes his way. He feels so down, discouraged. Everything's against him. He's always full of tears. What? And he just two verses ago said, I'm losing my hope. What is his hope? What is his hope? Verse 22. His hope is this. It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Do you know what his hope is? His hope is the fact that the Lord loves him. His hope is the fact that the Lord cares about him. And he knows that this love is the same love that's demonstrated in the book of Ruth throughout it. This faithful love, this where you go, I go, your people's going to be my people, and the Lord is not going to let... He may let Jeremiah go through difficulties, and he did. But he's going to be with him. He's always going to love him. In fact, he says of that love, he says of his love that it's of the Lord's mercy, his love that we are not consumed, because his compassions, they fail not. He doesn't give up on us. Verse 23 says, they are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. Every morning when you wake up, no matter if you've had a blinder of a bad day the day before, every day that you wake up, the Lord says on your door, just want to let you know I love you today. Just a reminder, I love you today. That's the song that we should be singing. That's the song, no matter what the circumstances scream at us, no matter the tune that our circumstances want us to sing, we need to sing of His love and His faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in Him. Verse 25, the Lord is good to them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. Just keep trusting. And you know, there's going to be some time or another, if the Lord lets us get a disease or something like that, that there may be a time where we don't get better. That it doesn't get better until glory. But He still loves us. He's still faithful. He still cares. The whole time, He still cares. It's good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. And then lastly tonight, if I can sneak this in, our song should be, when things are going well, when we have a really rough day, and then as we make decisions throughout the day, yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me, Lord. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Sorry, guys. Did I go the wrong one? Nope, there it is. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be shamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Lord, I'm trusting you. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lord, help me. I'm not sure which way to go. In your mercies, in your grace, will you show me? Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies, in other words, for your love, and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. Verses 9 and 10, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving, mercy, and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. So tonight, folks, what's your song? Tomorrow when you get up, you're going to face another Monday. Mondays are 1/7 of your life. What's your attitude toward those Mondays? If you face the same problems you faced last Monday, the same difficulties that you faced the Monday before, the same people, the same hardships, the same health conditions, what's our song going to be? It should be that he loves me and gave himself for me. I'm going to conclude tonight with a song that most of us know. And I really am kidding there. Number 479, Andrew. Jared, will you come and lead that? Don't worry about it, Beck. We're going to do it a cappella. Jared, will you lead us in a cappella, Jesus Loves Me? Remember his love for you tonight.
Thank you, everyone. If you can stand. And we'll do all three verses. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let his little child come. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. Thou hast bled and died for me. I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. bless you all. You're now dismissed in God's loving care.